Start your week out right with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Grub on our stadium snack menu, half off until end of halftime. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river. Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500.
Plus weekly drawings.
Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day.
Win $100,000.
For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. Football is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott here at 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on the 25th of October. Of course, Linda is on assignment on Tuesdays, and she was already working around the house when I left. I almost felt guilty leaving her with all that. So almost. Good morning. Almost. Hey, good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, Carl. This morning's rain will give way to showers this afternoon and then clearing up for your Wednesday. But late Wednesday night, clouds move back in and we will have rain clear through the weekend. We'll get you some rainfall totals in our next report. But we'll have clouds and rain off and on for at least the next 10 days, which is a pretty good thing. We'll check on snow levels as well. Right now in Reading, we are at 53 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business where their customers are warm friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. All right. What kind of day are we having here? We're going to have a rainy day, but hey, give us a call at 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I checked it out this morning. The stream's working. You can hear everything, and I've already said good morning to everybody. There's a couple of things. We've got a number of people coming on today. The California VA, not the VA, National Guard. In this fiasco that has exploded, by the way, exploded, as it should have. Okay, here's a story in case you haven't heard. 10 years ago, when they needed soldiers, the California National Guard was paying bonuses. Well, a lot of people were paying bonuses 10, 12 years ago because, the war had started. People were already, having their time on extended. They were being pushed over to Iraq and Afghanistan. Well, the National Guard really needed people, so they start, they were paying bonuses, as all services do. Well, now, 10 years later, they say, wait a minute, those people shouldn't have gotten those bonuses. They made a mistake. And instead of, they may have put people in jail over this. In fact, I think I remember reading something about, the bonuses that people got hammered for this. That's fine. But now, the Pentagon says we want that money back. And it wasn't just California. There were other places they had it too. Yeah. And the other states managed to find a way to waive that or to take care of that for their National Guardsmen. But not California. California says, nope, our hands are tied. Oh, we'd have to break the law. And so now these thousands of National Guard men and women get attacked by our own government. Not only did they, they fought the Taliban, they fought Al Qaeda, they fought ISIS, but in reality, the enemy was back here in a five-sided building called the Pentagon, under the Obama administration, who went then once, they said, pay back your bonuses, pay back the student loans that we paid for, pay all that back. And so people, I mean, and then, or we take you to court, we seize your property, we, you know, they go through this whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, so people are doing things like, you know, got people with purple hearts, you know, been wounded and all this, you know, they're taking out seconds on their houses or
selling their homes.
They're selling their homes. They're, you know, they're giving them $600 a month, you know, in which they can't afford to do that in today's economy. And finally, just finally, it starts breaking that this is going on.
Yeah, big story in the LA Times.
Yeah, well, if, but this has been going on for a couple of years. Why does it take it till now to break? Anyway, Congressman LaMalfa calls in. He said, this is just, you know, he had no idea this was going on. And now, you know, he's getting, you know, they're doing, and then Nielsen and his counterpart in the, from the Democrats are putting together something. They're saying is our guys are not, our men and women are not going to pay this. Now, what did you see President Obama say about this?
Did I hear? I may have heard crickets.
Wait a minute. What's that sound again?
Mm-hmm.
That's the sound of absolute silence. That's right. He hasn't said a thing. He didn't come on to TV. He didn't just make a statement. He didn't say, hey, look, this is a bunch of crap. You know,
the future commander-in-chief has also been.
Oh, hadn't said a word about it.
Future
of course not.
Possible.
Well, neither one of
neither
them.
Neither one of them.
Neither
yeah.
one of them. Of course, they know this is beneath their lofty goals of changing America. So where are we at then with this? Well, now you've got Congress into it. So there's heat being put on the Pentagon. They're saying, you know, frankly, and this is what I said on my Facebook account was, isn't it funny how we're going to make all these people, there's no money to pay for these from the state of California, yet we can spend billions on illegals. People are here illegally. We can spend billions on them, but men and women who have fought for our country in the California National Guard, we can't come up with that? Are you kidding me? Are we at that level that this is going to happen to these men and women? It's already happened to many of them. But here's my next question. Okay, so now because the spotlight of truth was put on the shady dealings of the Pentagon and the Obama administration, because you know what? It came from the Secretary of Defense. It came from the Secretary of Defense, and who appointed that? Him? Oh, Obama. But Obama knows about it. And did he say we're going to fix it? Did he?
No.
So there. Oh, you Democrats, take that.
He's too busy talking about how nasty all those Republicans are.
No, they are. Anyway, I feel like now, though, because of all this, all the turmoil and all the words that have been written and all the, you know, the massive anger over this thing, I'm sure they'll fix it. Now, here's my question, though. What about those ones who've already paid? Are they going to get that money back? Yeah. What about the people that sold their house? And this, as one sergeant puts it, says, well, it's kind of funny. You know, they want the money back. Are they going to give me back that 6 years of my life for that $15,000? Are they going to give me back 6 years of my life and three tours to Iraq or Afghanistan? Are they going to give me that back? Of course they can't give you that back. They've screwed you.
And the response was, well, it was Bush who sent you. Go see him. Or some idiotic response like the schoolgirl argument will be made that, oh, well, of course, it's all Bush's fault. Really? After this much time, you're going to try to trot that dead horse out again? I mean, come on. But you know they'll do it.
Of course.
You know they'll say Bush got us into this. And well, that no, it's no, therefore
no,
all
they,
their
no,
fault.
No, they, I really don't even think that they're going to – I don't think they're going to do that, frankly. I think that I think that they're going to say, you know what, this is so stupid. Why is this happening? And let's fix it. That's what I hope they do. Hey, we're going to take a break. Hey, on Friday, November the 11th, I'm going to be out at Crown Motors with our Salute to the Veterans event. We're going to get some veterans out there from the Veterans Home. Hopefully, we can get some World War II and Korean War veterans out, and some Vietnam guys, and War on Terror reps, all come on out there for a couple hours as we do a salute to the veterans out at Crown Motors. You know, $100 of each vehicle sold on that weekend of Veterans Day will go to two local veterans charities. Military Order of the Purple Heart, and a welcome home. 10% discounts on parts and labor to military families, active and retired, all during this time period there. Anyway, so come on out and join us. That's going to be it's going to be a great day out there. Rain or shine, we're going to be out there. We're going to be saluting veterans. You know, we're going to appreciate Crown Ford for this because Crown Ford does. It stands up and it makes the donations and all these things. Plus, I tell you what, Crown Motors, I know this. The guy has got a soft spot in his heart for veterans. He really does. And I tell you what, veterans and kids. And you can't beat that because we're very similar. Yeah. So,
long as you got your calendar out, November the 5th in the city of Shasta Lake. Be there or salute the veterans.
There you go. November the 5th is the parade.
And the anthem being sung by?
Linda Bott. And I will be emceeing the parade. It's going to be a great event. It's going to be well over 102 entries. Over 100. A lot over 100. It's going to be the largest parade north of, I forget what they say. What'd they say, Fresno or someplace like that? It's going to be a great parade. And that's going to be on the 5th of November. You know what? It's coming here fast.
Show support for the brave men and women.
Yeah, you know what? It's a great parade and honors our veterans. And you can get there early for the pancake breakfast, which is always good.
Yes, in front of the fire hall. And in fact, there's a chunk of the trade center in front of the fire
that's
hall.
That's right. They have a piece of that. You could from 9/11. Great. Okay, we come back. I've got another rant. I have another rant. And this is a local rant. About somebody trying to do their job and getting hammered by the big company that owns them. We'll be right back.
Evil Corp.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement, and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the committee in support of Measure H.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
This is Pastor Terry Oxley of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a society where a handful of political leaders whose minds have been corrupted and depraved are making laws and life-altering decisions that affect all of us, especially our children. These insane, foolish laws are being forced on us regardless of our beliefs. Only a relationship with Jesus Christ and a commitment to live by God's Word will protect you from this moral decay. What are you doing to protect those you love from this insanity? If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit us at our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
At The Paint Mart, we're your one-stop solution for all things paint. Are you thinking about painting the outside or inside of your home? Right now, with the purchase of 10 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint, you can get a sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. We also provide our masking machines free to make masking your windows quick and simple. Indoors or out, paint smart with the Paint Mart. Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Home of quality, Benjamin Moore paints, and all the right tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Local farmer Brian Daly promised to do things different when he went to Sacramento. To work hard and fix things that matter to working people. Keeping his promise to the voters, Brian worked to save our rural hospitals, get more doctors in our communities, and cut back regulations to put people back to work and stop mill closures. Results matter, and Brian Daly delivers. Vote to re-elect Brian Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2016.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
First things first, I'm the realest. Realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Why'd you have your hand over the delay button?
I suddenly realized I hadn't previewed that song, and some of these songs will up and bite you.
Oh, okay. That's, I was going to say, was there going to be something on that song I didn't want to hear? Hey,
I couldn't remember. I've listened. That's Iggy Azalea, and every once in a while she'll let one fly. And I couldn't remember. Suddenly this panic appears in the back of my brain. It's like, uh-oh, did I check this one?
Oh, I love that. That was a meme that here was Michelle Obama saying she doesn't like Trump for what he says.
Oh, and she goes to some concert.
But then she says, but I really think Beyonce is a great role model for my children. And then they have the lyrics from Beyonce, what she's singing. And I tell you what, it is not I can't even say half the words that are in the
locker room doesn't come close.
Oh my gosh. it makes Trump look like a sissy.
Carl. Anyway. You aren't saying that there's a double standard.
Of course I am.
Perish the thought.
Of course there's a double standard. And speaking of double standards, let's go to this one. Right here in River City. River City. We got trouble. We got troubles right here in River City. It ain't a pool parlor. Okay, so here's Vicki Patterson. She works at CVS in Redding. And she worked there for almost 20 years in Redding, the CVS. Now, you think about this. Somebody worked there. She's, in a management line there, training for management. Two dirtbags come in, and these are two dirtbags of the female persuasion, and they are down in the camera, section, loading up their pocketbooks with stuff, stealing. She goes down and says, "May I help you?" And, the girls look at her, so Patterson goes, "Security to camera." The cameras, which is, what they say to kind of get the people out of there. I didn't know that. Anyway, so the two women drop their stuff that they were trying to steal and they run out. Okay, problem's handled, right? No. One of them stands outside and starts yelling and cussing and yelling and cussing. The other one comes back in and confronts Patterson for saying, for confronting her for shoplifting, runs past her. Fills up her purse with like $300 worth of stuff, and Patterson says, "You can't take that." The woman starts running, and she starts running toward the cashier who's just standing there. So Patterson runs to try and stop her from hurting the woman. There's a there's a confrontation. It goes outside. The two women are yelling and screaming at her, and they jump into a car and drive away. The police are called. So the police pull over the car, and they arrest Amber Wallsmith, arrested for the theft. She's being held on $150,000 bond. Now, it's not just for that. It's because she's also wanted on previous charges of robbery in Anderson. So this brave woman that confronted them, and, when she saw her co-worker maybe in danger, tried to help her, what did CVS do? They fired her. They fired her. Why? Well, we don't want anybody being hurt, including her. Well, the woman was being thought she was in danger. She thought the other woman was in danger. We have a 5-step plan on how we apprehend. Well, how do you apprehend unless you touch them? But anyway, she was just trying to do was protect herself. But here's CVS, right here in Reading, fires this woman after 20 years. And you wonder what's going on in society? Do you know? You want to know why the clowns are running the damn circus? It's because of this. You go to any big box store, people walk in and walk out with these with big screen TVs because nobody's going to stop them. Maybe at Sportsman's Warehouse, they take great pleasure in, you know, like jumping on them, I think. Or, you know, you get to the other big place down there, Goodwill. Some of the guys in there have no hesitation on jumping, you know, a dirt bag like they used to be. Now they're clean and sober. They have no problem with that. But we're being told just let these people steal and steal and steal and steal. And what do you do that one time that you think that another employee's in danger? And boom, you get fired.
If this firing stands,
it will.
I am a customer. I am a customer of that store.
No longer.
I will take my business.
I will never go to CVS again.
Yeah.
I will never go to CVS again.
I have other options.
Guess what? There's always one next to them. Like there's one down here on Court in Eureka, right? There's a CVS. Or there's a Rite Aid. Guess where I'm going?
I wouldn't care if I had to drive clear across town.
Rite Aid, Owens Pharmacies. It's a good place down there. It's local.
I'm voting with my feet.
There you go, CVS. You know what? And you ought to do things like people ought to write letters to CVS, you know, to the president and say, how dare you? You know what? If you didn't like this, okay, so bring her back and retrain her and say, okay, you don't want you to do this, don't want you to do that. But don't let a person – 20 years, somebody's worked for you, and they're trying to protect your store and the other employees. It is just, you know, frankly – and now she's applying for unemployment benefits. And, you know, here's what CVS will do. Oh, no, we fired her for cause. She broke policy. This is what they're going to say. And they didn't even have the guts to fire her face-to-face. She was online checking her records and found, I can't get into my records. And so she makes the phone call and they said, well, it's because you're fired. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Now, you know, maybe there's another part to this, but I doubt it. But the bottom line is this. Here's a perfect example of why we're running into these problems. It used to be if somebody came into a store, a mom and pop store or any store, and they tried to steal from you, you'd grab them, you'd hold them, you'd call the cops. You know what? How many times have kids that were caught by the store or the store security and told to stay there and the cops come and it just scares the hell out of them and it puts them on another path where that they, you know, where they, okay, I'm not going to ever do this again. But now you go into some place, you can steal up to $900 worth of stuff and walk out. Maybe we should all go into CVS, go in there with our Trader Joe bags. You know, those nice big, you know, shopping bags. We walk into CVS, all of us at one time, and we just take like $400 worth of stuff and walk out. Why don't we just all do that?
Yeah, we can't.
Look. Oh, no. You can't confront me. I know that. And if you touch me, I'm going to sue you or something like that. So I'm just going to go walk out. And like 10 of us go in there and we just walk out with our Trader Joe bags full of stuff. That's our protest to CVS. We're just going to keep taking advantage of it until you guys do something. Can you? And that's how bad it is, though. Of course, I'm just kidding about that. Anybody that's listening, I'm not going to do that. But I mean, but that's where we are, Bob.
Yeah. I'm. We had talked about maybe moving our business over to Owens or another. You know, drive a little distance. And but I think this is the. I think this is the straw.
This is the straw right there. And by the way, I don't know what CVS stands for, but I know the S stands for sucks. CV sucks. All right, we're going to take a break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, which does not suck. It is a great place to go to buy those buy those lovely things for your wife or girlfriend or whatever. Located at 1322 Pine Street, it's got it all from Brighton to Miss Me Jeans. It's got it all. It's got from head to toe. What a great boutique this is. Linda's been shopping there for the whole time, 10 years since we've been here, and we've never been disappointed with Dandelion. 1322 Pine Street. Give them a call, 247-1292. Just go on in there and enjoy yourself. I promise you will love it. It's 7:30 here on the 25th of October. 25th of October, man, we're almost at Halloween. It's 53 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 61 today. It's raining. It's going to continue to rain. We'll be right back after these messages with the symphony. What I said now.
My name is Julie Winter, and I am running for Reading City Council. I moved to Reading with my husband 27 years ago, raised our two sons here, and call Reading our forever home. I'm a family nurse practitioner with a master's degree from UCLA, and I'm proud to say that our medical office has won Best of the North State 4 years running. I serve on the City of Reading's Community Development Advisory Committee, as well as the board of my local professional organization, and Advance Reading that manages the Civic. I am a graduate of Leadership Reading and a member of numerous civic organizations. My commitment to grow our local economy, leverage our city's assets, and make our streets safe again is unfailing. I believe that Reading's best days are still ahead. Join me to create a thriving, prosperous city for generations to come. Go to juliewinter.com, visit my Facebook page, and vote Julie Winter for Reading City Council on November 8th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Julie Winter for Reading City Council.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just a distance, but also an attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling, and it must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Been listening to Brian Hall, and I tell you what, I like it when you tell the guy you've got 5 seconds to get your violin out of your case and get, you're gonna start us off live. You know what this guy goes? He goes, "All right," and then he does it. He just does it, and he plays and he whips something out like that. You know, it wasn't chicken in the straw, but okay. You know what? It was a great start. The devil went down to Georgia. It was devil went down to Georgia. I thought that could become a next. All right, hey, okay, we're here with Dr. Dwayne Corbett. Good morning.
Good morning.
And he's the conductor of the Shasta Symphony Orchestra, the band director of Shasta College Community Band, and a professor of music at Simpson University. Yeah. Wow. You got it all.
That's right.
And, of course, Mr. Dan Neese, who's the retired band director of Enterprise High School. Are you the director of the Enterprise Starship Show still?
No.
Okay, you're retired from that.
Yep.
Had enough of that.
do all the arranging, but no, that's as far as I go.
And you are the director, or did you also were the, are you still the director, or is it retired director of the Shasta College Community?
No, I'm still doing that.
Okay.
That's what I'm here for.
All right. So, see, I needed to have a, okay, all right. And, and of course, Brian Hall, who you just heard, he's a violin soloist from Fairbanks, Alaska.
Yes, sir.
Fairbanks, Alaska. Wow.
Yeah.
So you're down here just because you're just, you know, thought you hitchhiking down the road and felt like this was a good place
to
stop.
Yeah, I heard California was a cool place.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's a good thing. It's a good thing you came now because we're all going to be moving up to where you're at here. Okay, something's going on. Dr. Dwayne Corbin.
Well, we're here to promote a couple shows that are coming up, and I guess I'll go first because you looked at me first. So this Saturday we have a doubleheader at Shasta College with the orchestra. We have an 11 a.m. family show. That's going to be a shorter 45-minute orchestra concert, appropriate for all ages, and the orchestra is going to be in costume. So, you know, the audience is welcome to come in costume, too. That's just going to be a flat $5 for anybody coming on in for our cool show there. And then the evening is 7:30 show. We'll do a more traditional formal show in tuxedos. Now, here the audience does not need to be in tuxedos, but we'll be in tuxes on stage. And that'll be featuring Brian Hall. Actually, on both shows, he'll be doing a full-length concerto in the evening. In the morning, he'll do some short excerpts of that, as well as some cool pops pieces and some other things. So it's going to be a great time.
So you're going to have From Tragedy to Triumph.
That's the evening
show.
That's
the evening show with the tragic overture.
Yes.
It's not tragic because of the way it sounds. It's just the way it's written.
Yes. No.
Is Ron playing with you?
Ron, we do let him play from time to time.
But
he's
not going to play in that, though, right?
He is playing in that.
Well, maybe that's where it comes up with the word tragic. Okay. And
tragic,
of course, Tchaikovsky's
trombone.
Sleeping Beauty Suite.
Sleeping Beauty Suite will be there.
All right. Now, you may have to remind Ron not to be in costume for both times.
That's right.
He shows up in his bunny. Right. Hey, look, this is great fun, and it looks like it's going to be a good time. It's going to be Saturday, October 29th.
Yep.
Family fun concert in costume, so you can bring the kids. They can dress up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, because everybody on the stage is going to be dressed up. So are we going to be able to identify you, Brian?
I think so.
Besides the fact you've got a violin in your hand?
Right. That'll be a pretty good giveaway.
Okay.
it comes like we haven't really decided what my costume's going to be for the children's show, but we'll have to come up with something. I got a few friends in town, so I'm going to try to see what they come up with.
This could be strange.
It's going to be strange.
Come as a grizzly bear. Come out with a violin.
There you go. We got it.
We got it right there.
I like it.
What are you going to come as?
It has to be a little bit of surprise.
Okay.
But it does relate to our first piece, which is going to be a Star Wars piece.
Ooh.
That's a good
one. I like that. Everybody,
we can
do that one more time. Ooh. Hey, I went to a Star Wars thing, and I went as Darth, but my buddy went as Chewbacca. Ted Leidy. He's like 6'3". And the guy can make Chewbacca sounds.
Mm.
It was great. And then he could dance, you know, anyway. This is going to be great. It's going to be this weekend.
Yes.
Now, there's more.
You bet there's more.
Okay, Dan.
We're gonna kick it off tomorrow night with some light jazz. It's going to be a really fun evening. Probably the biggest variety this band has ever seen. We're going everywhere from gospel to Count Basie. And the band's jamming this year. Really a fun band. This is my second year directing, and we're getting some fantastic soloists in there, and I think everybody's going to be very pleased when they go. It's about an hour show, $3, starts at 7:30 tomorrow night, and I think you go out of there whistling some tunes.
And where's this going to be at?
This is at Shasta College Theater.
Shasta College, too. Okay, mm-hmm. At the theater. All right, now you guys are you all play everywhere. I mean, I've seen you all in a lot of different places, it seems.
Well, the band doesn't, the jazz band usually stays home.
Does it? Okay, maybe it's just your parts are out.
Yeah, the parts are out. Everybody in that band is in about 20 different bands, I think.
So who are some of the people in your jazz band?
Huh? Well, we've got, you've heard Paul Senn, of course. He plays with
Paul Senn.
With Linda Bott a lot.
Yeah, he plays with Linda.
Chris Ujibori is kind of a mainstay. He's been around for 36 years in this band. Of course, you have Ron Largent. What more could you want?
Well, Ron is I'm sure he's the rock that everybody else gathers around.
He's definitely one of the rocks we have, you know. But like you said, most of the guys in this band play in the orchestra, play in the other bands. And so.
Well, you know, like we have, of course, Bruce Kalin, who plays bass. And, you know, everybody knows Bruce.
Great bass player.
I mean, he's got, you know, he's probably one of the best around and teaches and all that. And, of course, you know, Bernie Baker and who plays guitar. But, you know, it's just those are two Linda's, you know, mainstays right there. And then Pat Karchman, piano, and Cleveland Bonet.
Absolutely.
Cleveland's great. I mean, if you haven't tried to grab him in there sometimes. He's good.
He does play percussion once in a while in the orchestra.
Oh, does he?
When he has time. But, yeah, he's doing too many gigs, so it's
Oh, he does.
It's hard for these guys. They're in everything. So.
Sure. Yeah, Ron.
You know, one thing that I think is characteristic of this area is that the musicians go from one group to the other. We all play in different groups. For example, you mentioned Bruce. He's one of the bass players for the symphony.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the fun part, is that we all are in different venues, if you will, different styles of music, and we enjoyed it. And I think the thing that's so great about this area is we have these very talented directors that are leading us. That's a unusual and unique characteristic.
It is.
And as a musician, we feel so fortunate to play under these guys because, like, for example, in both of these groups, the symphony as well as the jazz band, those of us that play, we're being stretched. In other words, we're playing some of the hardest music we've ever played. And our section for the orchestra, for example, with Dwayne, is our trombone section is very, very strong. It's a pleasure for me to play there. I actually practice to get my music right.
I actually practice
so that I do. Make mistakes.
You've got like the first seat, right? Yeah. That's the best, right? Usually.
Well, you mean like kind of the principal chair or the leader, but it's trombones are different because, you know, bass trombone's a whole different beast than tenor trombone.
Oh, I was going to say, if you have a first seat, do you have like a last seat?
Not in the trombone section.
So, Ron, you're still okay. Ron's actually going to practice.
He's third trombone.
You ought to give him a T-shirt. I actually practiced for this.
Exactly. We can put a big box on it, and as they come into rehearsal, they can either check it or not check it.
Check it. There you go.
Like a flannel graph, a little check.
Or you can come up to them and say, no, you didn't, and rip it off them, too.
Yeah, and then the other thing that we have here in Reading is that we have people like Brian that come in. You know, here's a professional violinist that's basically toured all over the nation in Reading to do a week. And what are you doing during the week, though, Brian? And Dwayne, you might mention, where are you going after you leave the radio show?
Yeah, we're doing clinics at Foothill High School this morning. We're going to go to Sequoia Middle School later this week. We'll go to Reading School of the Arts. We're going to do one at Shasta College for the pre-symphony and the Shasta Symphony. And we're going to go down to Chico and go down to Chico State for a clinic down there.
Wow. Okay, Brian, you're from Alaska. Are you an itinerant violinist that just travels through all the land, spreading music and joy?
You know, I guess so. I kind of, I think my dad's a pilot, and I guess the travel bug really got a hold of me pretty earlier in life, and I love. Part of what I do in Alaska is I'm the violin viola professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
Oh.
So part of my job, in addition to running that program there, is also to go around and maintain visibility as a performer and also a teacher. And it's a really privileged life, honestly, to get to go and make music with people all around the world.
Okay, but since you're our guest, you're going to ask you another question. How'd you get into the violin?
I started very early. My sister started when I was born, and just like every second child, I was just kind of crawling around, following her everywhere. And she started in what's called the Suzuki method, which is a very popular method in America. And now I'm actually trained in this method as a teacher, and so that just kind of inserted me in, you know, not like every kid. I played soccer. I, you know, did a little boxing when I was older. I had a regular life too, but music was always a part of what I did on a daily schedule.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot for joining us down there. Okay, Dr. Dwayne Corbin, conductor of the Shasta Symphony Orchestra, the band director of the Shasta College Community Band, and professor of music at Simpson University, and Mr. Dan Neese, who is the retired band director of Enterprise and the retired director of Enterprise Starship. Though you do still do the arrangements down
there. I do all that, yeah.
Yeah, but you're still the director of the Shasta College Community Monday Night Jazz Band, but you're playing tomorrow night.
Exactly.
So it's the Wednesday night jazz band.
So
that's what totally confused me at the beginning. And then Brian Hall, who's the violin soloist, who is visiting from Fairbanks, Alaska. So Dwayne, one more time.
Sure.
This weekend.
This weekend, 11 a.m. family concert, $5 all ages, or 7:30 more traditional family concert with the full violin concerto, the Philip Glass Concerto No. 1, and we'll hope to see you there.
There you go. All right, everybody. It's a great time, and the tickets are very, very reasonable. They're like $5 or $10 there, depending on what it is. And, by the way, the one in the morning, kids can come in costume because the band's going to be in costume.
That's right.
So
visit ShastaSymphony.org for more info.
There you go. Okay.
You going to take us out?
Can you take us out?
Sure.
All right. Take us out.
Let's see, I'll try to do this sitting. This is what one of the pieces you'll hear this weekend.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Sturgill Simpson is an Americana singer-songwriter who is skyrocketing to fame. The Grammy-nominated artist blends country, honky-tonk, soul, and rock into a unique mix. Sturgill Simpson with his new album, A Sailor's Guide to Earth, at the Cascade Theater, November 13th. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Tent, whoo! Listen up and listen tight. The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 241st birthday with a tremendous birthday ball sponsored by the Shasta Marines and Friends November 10th, 2016 at the Wind River Event Center. It's open to all branches of the military and the general public. Guest speaker, Sheriff John Lopey of Siskiyou County. Dancing, great food, and more. Call Mike Gutierrez for invitations at 530-524-7595. At ease. Smoke them if you got them.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460.
It's a beautiful night.
Carl Bott here, and it's like about 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. I'm here with Bob Belongi, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I tell you what, open 7 days a week with Espresso Joe's, the best place in the world to get coffee. And you can buy coffee by the pound. You can buy anything there at, I shouldn't say anything. You buy all your coffee makers. Great presents for Christmas. All there at Tobacco and Brew. Then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium practically, well, probably in Northern California with a walk-in humidor. That is the best in Northern California. It's great. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
I got to tell you, I went in there a couple of weeks ago, and I stumbled across a kind of coffee maker I had heard of but never tried, and I went ahead and bought it. It's called a Chemex. It's a pour-through coffee maker. It looks like a piece of labware, but it makes the best darn coffee ever, and they got them in stock there. And all the filters you need.
Cool. Great. Hey.
I'm ready. Morning, Carl. My name is Joe Koska. I'm with the Korean War Veterans Association.
I'll just let you take over, Joe. I can do this.
And I've been invited to come to the radio station to talk to you about something that we have that we're so excited about, we're proud of, and that is with the Korean War Veterans Association having been in that campaign where it was considered the forgotten war simply because there was no armistice ever signed over that. And as far as anybody is concerned, it's still going. So it's an ongoing war that's been
settled. We've still got a lot of troops over there.
A lot of folks over there, and we're stuck with this thing. So inasmuch as this has been considered the forgotten war, we figured, but by golly, we just don't want to have this thing forgotten. So I got this brilliant idea in March about having a bridge dedicated to the Korean War Veterans Association. And over a period of time, with the help of Len Modi, the supervisor too, we've been able to put this thing through. And coming up next week, Tuesday, November the 1st, we're going to have the resolution signed by the Board of Supervisors that's going to dedicate that bridge to us. And then the next day, Wednesday, November the 2nd, we're going to have the dedication where we have the ceremony at the bridge site. And we've got Channel 7, Channel 12, Record Searchlight, Len Modi, some other folks who are dignitaries in the area that want to come out and see what's going on with that bridge. It's we're so darn proud of this thing. There's another bridge that's dedicated.
Which bridge is this?
This is the one on Clear Creek Road. Yeah, it's 7 miles out from Highway 273 towards Igo.
It's not that real long bridge that goes across, is it?
Yeah, it's kind of on a turn, and what's specific about it is on its south side, it has a walking pathway that's built strictly for people to walk on. It's kind of a narrow section of Clear Creek up there that is only a 2-lane roadway. So,
but it's not way up. I mean, the water isn't way down.
No.
Because that's another bridge. Okay,
water is down. Yeah, it's down maybe, well, not as deep as some of the crevices are that are there.
Right.
It's maybe 40, 50 feet down.
Okay, yeah. All right. I was thinking of another bridge out there, which I thought already had a name.
Probably the bridge you're thinking about is one on Placer. That one has been dedicated to the Vietnam
War. Right. Yeah, you're right. That's the one I was
thinking of. That one's really tall.
That one's like 150 feet.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know. Okay, I got my head back in this now. Now I know which one you're talking about.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So we've been able to get this done, and we have had so much support from the different associations around that we think that when it comes time to have this dedication on the 2nd, hopefully the rain stays away, that we're going to have quite a crowd of people out there. And one of the news media told me this is very likely to go network. And if it does, that's going to make it even more proud for us, by golly, that other people are going to see this. I've been in touch with the commanders of Korean War Veterans in Virginia, the president, and he was so excited about what we're doing. He says, well, he said, isn't it just that you're going to have the roadway over the bridge dedicated? And we said, no, though. Whole bridge is dedicated, and he says, we haven't heard about that happening. This is the first time, and so we're excited with you to have this done. By golly, we're going to get this, and we just feel so proud about it.
I'm going to go out and get a cup of coffee. Just let Joe go on for the rest of the day here.
Hey, Carl.
Hey, Joe. No. Hey, Joe, this is wonderful. This is great. So, and this is the sign.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that great?
Okay, now this, of course, nobody can see this, but you will be able to see it on November 2nd.
That's right.
It's going to be out there. And what time is this going to be? It's
going to be 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, good. So everybody can get a chance out. There's a parking. So everybody can kind of.
Large parking area.
Large parking area right there. Shasta County Korean War Veterans Memorial Bridge.
Isn't that great?
And with the familiar Korean War or the Korean service ribbon.
Yep.
The blue and white.
Yep.
I rate that. I found out that I rated that, not because I spent a year there, but it's because I spent so much time over there, a variety of times, yeah. But I just haven't pursued it. Not like you guys. No. So Shasta County, this is super. Because let's talk, you know, the Korean War, they talk about a forgotten war, and it's, and it, you know what, it's absolutely true. Even though we lost, what, 50,000 something?
No, 50, no. We sent over there 5,720,000. 633,652 were killed, 2,654 in California, and 65 out of Shasta County.
We had 600,000 killed in the Korean War?
According to the records, 633,652.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that many.
And we had 100,000 wounded. That's a bunch. We lost a lot of people.
Oh.
And
you can see, like, when I go back to D.C. and they've got the different memorials, the Korean War Memorial that's out in D.C. is probably one of the most stirring
poignant.
That you're going to see. Poignant. That's a great word.
Yeah.
Because it's a patrol. Carrying the gear from that time, and they're wearing ponchos because of the cold and the rain, and you can tell it's just bad. And they're spread out on this patrol, walking across this field, and you can walk through the monument. You can walk up and stand next to the soldiers there, and it represents all of our people from the United States here, but it's a beautiful. I mean, it's so poignant. The memorial there. It's different than any other memorial.
It is. It seems to, you can get into it. You can personalize with it because my wife, Ray, and I have been there and stood in front of that and going, wow.
Yeah, it is. Jeez. And I've got several photos of that. So, okay. So, Joe, you're the one that did this then, right?
Yes.
You know what?
I'm so proud of this.
Well, you should be, buddy. You know? Because now we have the memorial. We have the Shasta County Korean War Memorial Bridge,
mm-hmm.
with the Korean War or the Korean service ribbon on it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at Clear Creek, about 7 miles from 299 or 273. And out there, there's parking, lots of parking in that one area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be at 2 o'clock on the 2nd. But on the 1st, at the Board of Supervisors, they are going to make a proclamation.
That's right. And that's going to be at 9 o'clock, what we're scheduled for. We've got I've sent out emails to all of our people, and as many as I can, that we'd like to have a real show of support and force of our people to show up at those supervisors' chambers and really back us up on this. And I got to give Len Modi a lot of credit on this because he's really spearheaded this through that part of the process.
Well, okay, let's do a shout out to Supervisor Modi for this.
You bet.
For this. And for helping with this. You know, that's what supervisors are supposed to do.
And they did. And he did.
Yep.
Well, we kind of, the three of us, you mm-hmm. and me, and Len Modi, we kind of all kind of fit together because we're all veterans, and he and I were in law enforcement together. He was the chief of police for a while, and I was with the sheriff's department for 34 years.
Yeah.
Not totally here, 8 with Alameda County and 24 years. 8 with Alameda County and 16 up here.
Well, it seems to have treated you well.
It did. I got out of there with my skin, so I'm doing well, feel well.
Great. Hey, Joe, thank you so much for everything you're doing in on this. This is great. And we'll remind everybody that next week next Tuesday, a week from today, they're going to be at the Board of Supervisors meeting at 9 o'clock, and then the next day at 2 p.m. be out there for the celebration and to make that bridge the Shasta County Korean War Memorial Bridge.
Too bad. Thank you so very much, Carl.
No, thank you, buddy. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Be right back with Haven Humane.
The news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News is hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are campaigning today in the swing state of Florida, where voters are already flocking to the polls to cast those early ballots. Trump is on the final day of a three-day Florida swing and is accusing the media of promoting what he calls phony polls, showing him trailing Clinton in several battleground states. Another phony claim, at least critics of Obamacare are saying, is the fact that the premiums would be going down under the health care overhaul, and Donald Trump is among those who are critical of the plan. Now it's been revealed that premiums, will be going up sharply next year. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
At campaign rallies in Florida, Trump criticized Obamacare and said the insurance premiums are blowing up. The GOP presidential nominee is hammering the health care issue 2 weeks before Election Day as he vows to repeal and replace Obamacare. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, premiums for mid-level plans in the federal marketplace will increase an average of 25% before taxpayer-provided subsidies kick in. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Meanwhile, a new poll looks at the stressful effects of the presidential election, not just on the candidates, but on everybody. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has more details.
The ABC News poll finds 46% of all likely voters say the presidential election is a source of stress in their lives. Republicans are about equally as stressed as Democrats, with a quarter of voters in both parties describing the stress as serious. The poll also finds women are more likely to be stressed by the election than men, and while 51% of women said they found the election to be stressful, only 39% of men said they think so as well.
As correspondent Linda Kenyon reporting, amid steady hiring and low mortgage rates, more Americans are being encouraged to buy homes, and they are competing for fewer properties on the market, bringing prices even higher. The Standard & Poor's CoreLogic Case-Shiller Home Price Index rose 5.1% in August after a 5% gain seen in the month of July. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
On April 20th, 1999,
America and the world mourns as the biggest school shooting in U.S. history took place today at Columbine High School.
Rachel Joy Scott's life was taken, but her story lives on.
I want to be a light, but it feels so dark.
Discover the courage to stand up.
Jesus gave his life for me, and I'll give my life to him.
I'm Not Ashamed, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to imnotashamedfilm.com.
An Ebola-infected nurse settles her lawsuit with the medical giant Texas Health Resources.
The details are not yet disclosed, but Nina Pham was a nurse at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas in 2014 when Thomas Eric Duncan was diagnosed with Ebola and died. She contracted the disease and then transferred to a Bethesda, Maryland hospital to complete treatment. She says her hospital workplace did not adequately train them to treat Ebola and that nurses weren't properly protected. She also has concerns over the long-term effects of what was her largely experimental mental treatment. Val Dior reporting.
The World Series set to get underway tonight in Cleveland. The American League champion Indians are playing host to the National League champion Cubs in the first two games of the series. And on the mound tonight will be Corey Kluber for Cleveland up against John Lester. Two of the five people who died in a fiery wrong-way crash on a Massachusetts highway early yesterday have now been identified. They were students at Anna Maria College. More from townhall.com. The government's Highway Safety Agency says automakers need to be making cybersecurity part of their product development process by assessing all the risks and designing protections into cars, which more and more rely on the Internet.
Under guidelines released by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, companies also should identify critical safety systems such as engine control computers and limit their exposure to attacks. The agency also wants automakers to limit access to car owners' personal data. The industry already is carrying out most of the recommendations and has set up its own best practices and information sharing methods.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Safety regulators now say they're concerned about that huge backlog of Honda and Acura owners who simply have not had their airbags fixed despite a June recall of the dangerous and potentially deadly devices, those Takata airbags that can explode with too much force, proving deadly in many cases. More on these stories at Town Hall.
Grab life by the throttle. Play our Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, cash, fuel, prizes, or his and hers Harley Davidson's 3750s. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Thursdays at 7 p.m. for cash and fuel. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Or his and hers Harley Davidson's. Not one, but two. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Now, let's make it happen and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win his and hers Harley Davidson Street 750s from Redding Harley Davidson. Final drawing Thursday, October 27th. Cash up for grabs, too. Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river and on a Harley Davidson.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. Linda, it's a Tuesday, is on assignment today. It's 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. 605-4567 is our phone number. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's the weather look like real quick there, Bad Bob?
Yeah, I'm supposed to focus after the last few minutes. 55 degrees in Redding right now, almost the same as yesterday temperature-wise, but the rain is going to be ending this afternoon.
Choking up, huh? Just a thought, huh?
Yes. We will see some sunshine tomorrow. Enjoy it while it lasts because more rain moves in late Wednesday night, and we will be seeing over the next several days an inch or more of rain here in the North State, and that's going to continue throughout the weekend, so you may want to put any outdoor plans on hold. Again, it's 55 degrees. This is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and I'm going to sneeze, so I'm going to turn my mic off.
Yeah, it's a veteran-owned business where it's their customers are warm friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Veterans and seniors get discounts at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Bob's laughing because he's trying to figure out how much money he's got in his savings account to bid on this raffle item that we were talking about.
By the way, total rainfall at the dam since first of the month is 3.5 inches. The releases are such that the water's not really coming up. They keep some reserve space there.
Let's go to the phones here. Susan Eastman, good morning, Sue. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, that Facebook always gives away
happy
everything.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Well, you're 29, aren't you? Are you 29 today and yesterday?
Oh, yes, I'm holding at 29. Thank you.
Well, I tell you what, you could be 29. You're just so cute.
Thank you so much. Okay, well, I don't know how well I sound on the line because it's kind of crackling this morning. But anyway,
you sound great.
Major averages are in the red this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 34 points, 18,188. The S&P 500 is off 7 points at 2,143. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 17 points at 5,292. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Under Armour down $5.17 at 3,272. Vail up 15 cents, trading at 664. Freeport McMoRan positive 24 cents at $10.41 per share. Local stocks of interest, Target down 18 cents at $68.07. AT&T up 2 pennies at $36.88. Bank of Commerce off a dime at $7.20. in the Treasury Department. The 10-year Treasury note is price yield 1.76% and the 30-year bond 2.51. Over to commodities, gold is up $5 an ounce at $1,270, silver up a penny at $17.65, and crude oil up 43 cents, trading at $50 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, thank you so much, Susan. She is the Vice President of Investments for Wells Fargo Advisors, located at 2705 Park Mina Drive. These aren't the same ones that are kind of like getting in trouble. This is a completely different organization than the regular bank. The advisors there have got great reputations and well-deserved of being able to help you with your financial investments. Wells Fargo Advisors, give her a call, 243-7561. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. I tell you what, with all the laws that have been passed by the Democrats in Sacramento, it is time that you need to go out and buy yourself a gun. Whether it's a pistol or a long gun, they are going to keep adding and adding more laws, more regulations, and taking away your rights that you'll be unable to buy. I shouldn't say unable, but they will keep restricting you and make it harder and harder and harder, just like they are with ammo. With ammo, you have to now go through a background check. I don't know. Does it mean a 10-day waiting list before you buy your box of 22 rounds to go out and do some plinking with your son or grandson? Could be. So maybe it's a good time to go out and buy ammo right now and to go on and ask John Bastiani, what can they do? What kind of guns do they have available? Because John Bastiani is going to help you. John and Sarah have a great business. They have flourished because of customer service, because of they having everything a shooter wants, all the shooting accessories, because they have classes on concealed carry and hunter safety. They've got it all at Bastiani Arms. Now's the time to go down there and order the guns before it's too late. 2539 Larkspur, right here. Ready. I don't want to sound strident here about, you know, needing to buy a gun, but they have made it harder and harder. They're going to make it even harder. Are they going to make it so you have to have smart technology? That's, you know, that's coming up next. They've already made it so you have to have the rounds imprinted, which is a specious type of technology that can be defeated in just a second. So, you know, you may want to buy now. And Bastiani is a great place to go. All right.
And they've set this precedence now with the prospect that you are supposed to give up, turn in, or destroy your multi-round magazines, and they'll just keep gnawing away at
that. Well, I tell you what, I sent my multi-round magazines that I've had ever since my time as an enlisted man in the Marine Corps. I sent it to my son-in-law because he lives in a state where there's actually freedom.
Yeah,
in New Mexico, and he can have a multi. He can have a magazine that's over 10 rounds. I mean, I had these kind of, you know, old M14 mags. I mean, because I've got, you know, M14. Anyway, we're here with. Why do I need to go on the line right there? Is this an emergency?
Well, he said he had a comment about what you were just talking about, but
okay, because
you wish to be informed of whenever a call.
Oh, okay,
comes
but
in,
the way you looked at me, I thought there was something.
No.
All right, let's go real quick to Terry. Hey, Terry, I've got another guest here, but what do you got?
Well, very quickly, there are sheriffs in several counties, three of which I was at last week, that are not going to comply with new gun laws, Carl.
Oh, good. Is ours
our
one of them?
Said it's a low priority. I mean, the whole thing is, as long as we keep saying, well, it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse with these gun laws, but do we have to comply with something that's unconstitutional? And there are 24 sheriffs that are signing a letter, probably as we speak, that they're sending it off to the government saying, you know what, these gun laws have gone too far if they pass. So just wanted to share that with you because really and truly, I mean, don't get me wrong, Bastiani is that's a great place. What a great patriot he is. And Patrick Jones and Jones and all these guys, Old West, every
Old West,
of them.
All good guys.
But point being, if the sheriffs don't, the sheriffs can intercede, they can interpose, and therefore they can stand between us and an overstepping federal government.
They can, and that's true. And then the next step then is for us to support those sheriffs.
Yes, and Tomasenko, in his exact words, was, a lot of those things are going to be very low priority on our list. We're out there trying to catch the bad guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're going to come in and check and see if you're... Yeah, but, you know, the thing about it is it's just Okay, you're right, and I've got to get going here, but we need to support the sheriffs that support us. That's the bottom line. So thanks, Terry. Thanks for the phone call.
You bet.
All right. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. So we're going to follow you and follow that one right up. So I'm going to I'm gonna let everybody things settle down, or mainly me, and take a quick break. And then we'll be right back, and we'll come on and be talking about all the things that are going on, especially about that huge announcement you made last month, or earlier this month.
Yeah.
The beginning of this month, about Haven Humane and where Haven Humane is going to. So if you haven't heard that, my friends, we're going to talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Budget Blinds. Budget Blinds is the perfect place to go to if you're wondering what to put on your windows, what kind of window coverings, what kind of shades, do I need solar shades, what can I get that fits with my decor. Jerry or one of his people are so professional. They're locally owned, and they will provide you that peace of mind by being able to come in here and give you the selections that you're going to love. Not only that, it will fit your decor. It's going to fit your budget. They know what they're doing. Budget Blinds. Give them a call at 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. We'll be right back with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane.
Proposition 52. It protects current Medi-Cal funding by extending the state Medi-Cal hospital fee program that has been working since 2009. Prop 52 also strictly prohibits the legislature from diverting those funds for other purposes. That's why business and labor agree, yes on 52. Every major newspaper in the state agrees, yes on 52. Both political parties agree, yes on 52. Teachers agree, yes on 52. Advocates for children and seniors agree, yes on 52. And health professionals and hospitals from every corner of California agree, yes on 52. Proposition 52 is that rare initiative with unprecedented support and no organized opposition. Because it's been tested, tried, and true. Yes on 52. Paid for by Yes on Proposition 52, a coalition of California Association of Hospitals and Health Systems and nonprofit healthcare organizations, with major funding by California Health Foundation and Trust and Dignity Health.
Must be Budget Blinds, because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more, to transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
When I'm awfully
with
low,
moments before.
When the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl Bott and Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And our monthly Haven Humane show that we have.
Good morning.
Which I enjoy. I enjoy it. It's good for people.
Too.
And so many things that are going on in the world here. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, right now when it's cold, it's 60, going to be up to 61. It's going down in the 50s and the 40s. Now is the time to call Alliance Heating and Air and make sure that your heater's working. Yeah, make sure that those filters are clean. Make sure the air ducts are working. Make sure that you're not going to be on that very first cold day and you click it on and it blows out all this dust. And then that's it. It blows out cold air. It'd be perfect for the winter, for the summer, but this is winter. So give Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State, and serving in the North State for over 20 years, a veteran-owned business. And I tell you what, we can recommend them without reservation. They work on our stuff, and it is perfect. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. All right. Again, I'm here with Mark Story. Now, huge announcement at the Bark Wine and Brew, which, by the way, was a
huge success.
Huge success.
Yes.
Filled with people.
Yep. Sold out yet again this year.
Yeah. And then we've also realized that pre-recording of messages may not be the way to go.
Nah, it doesn't really work for us. I've seen it work for other auctions, but I didn't like it that much. So next year,
we'll just be live.
Yep.
We'll just be live.
I think it'll work better.
I think it works better
for us.
That way. Yeah. You know, but I've seen that one too, and I thought, okay, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But it depends on the kind of auction.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think,
you gotta be able to read the crowd.
I think we have to do stuff that works for us, and we tried something and we didn't really like it, so we're going to go back to the way we did it before, which I liked. So.
Yeah. But all in all, I mean, the dinner was good. It was hot. Yeah. You know, those that got to eat it.
We were very excited. It was a great night. We want to thank everybody who came out and supported us and those who couldn't make it. So there was a lot of people who couldn't make it to support us as well. I really want to thank all of our sponsors, our donors, everybody for thanking us.
All the tables
for
were full.
Us. Yeah, it was
tables
great.
Were full.
Fantastic
great.
Night.
Super. Okay, but you made a huge announcement.
I did, yeah. I said that Haven Humane Society as a team is committed to becoming a no-kill shelter by the end of 2021.
Okay. A no-kill shelter means is that, I mean, let's just face it, you have to do – there's euthanasia going there all the time because you only have so much room.
Right.
I mean, I hate to say it, but there's only so much room in the end there.
Yeah, so
– I know it tears you up every time.
It does. It tears the whole staff up every time, and it doesn't matter why we're euthanizing. Euthanizing is hard. But, you know, no-kill, people think that means you're not going to euthanize any animals at all, and that's not what no-kill means. No-kill means that you're not euthanizing for space and that you're treating the treatable animals. And for dogs, and also the kind of the industry standard or the benchmark is 90% live release rate. And we're at about 91% live release rate right now on dogs. So we're there with dogs. There are a few dogs that I think in the future we might be able to treat that we can't treat right now. And I always say that
when you say treat, what do you mean?
Treat like treat medically.
Okay.
And I use heartworm as an example all the time when we talk about this. 3 years ago, heartworm is expensive. And not only that, but heartworm treatment is expensive. Heartworm prevention is very cheap and everybody should be on it. But heartworm treatment is expensive. But not only that, the dog needs to be on cage rest for 30 to 90 days, and normally it's up closer to 90 days. And so we need a foster parent to be able to do that. So 3 years ago, unfortunately, we were euthanizing about 90% of the dogs that came down with heartworm because we didn't have the funds available to treat, but more importantly, we didn't have the fosters available to help foster while they were recovering. Now, I'm pleased to say that we're treating 90% plus of the, probably closer to 95% of the heartworm dogs, because we do have the funds available now to be able to treat them. But also, more importantly, we have the foster parents and adopters who are willing to take that responsibility on and keep them on the cage rest for the time when they recover. So that treatable is kind of a sliding thing. So, I mean, there are organizations in much wealthier areas that have a lot more money that treat, you know, if they have a $15,000 surgery, they'll do a $15,000 surgery. Well, you know, unfortunately, we're not in a position where we can do that right now, because that's a lot of animals we can save for that money.
Yeah.
But hopefully one day, you know, we will be in a position like that. So for dogs, you know, we're there. We have a few things that I think we need to tweak on dogs, because I think we can get higher than 91% alive release rate on dogs. In fact, I'm sure we can.
91%? That's great.
I know. It's fantastic. Our team is doing an amazing job. Cats, unfortunately, we're not there. We're at about a 52% live release rate on cats, which is way up. In 2010, it was about a 18 to 20% live release rate. So, cats, you know, our biggest issues with cats is unweaned kittens. Feral cats, is our biggest issues with them, and sick cats. So we have some plans on how to, fix those issues. One of the things we're looking at doing is we're looking to build a nursery, for the unweaned cats, which is going to be expensive. That's going to take quite a bit of money, but also we're going to need to man it 24/7 during kitten season, which is going to be 6 to 8 months long, a year. And it's going to have to be volunteers. So we're going to need more volunteers to help out with that. We're looking at a bigger trap neuter release program community wide. So we're working with people to try and figure out how is that going to get funded? How are we going to structure it?
Well,
so
let me ask a question about that. If you want to trap cats, mm-hmm. does it cost money to get the trap?
We will rent them out, or we will loan them out. You just put a deposit. Once you bring it back, we give you the deposit.
Okay, so you
back.
Get deposit back.
Yeah, but
okay.
We don't have that many of them. They're fairly inexpensive to buy. They're about $50 to $75 to get a safe cat trap. If you have a lot of cats that you're trapping, I would suggest getting one. You can drop the cats off at our clinic before 9 o'clock, Monday through Friday, and it's $45. Come back in the afternoon, pick them up, and they're altered, their ears tipped, so you know that they did that. They have a rabies vaccination as well, and they're tested.
Okay, so if you want to help with the feral cat problem, now, could somebody instead say, well, look, I'm not going to go out and trap cats, but I will give $100 into a fund to have somebody go out and trap cats?
Well, right now we don't have anybody that's doing that. So, I mean, they can do that, but we don't have anybody that's doing it. So, that's something that we're working on. But, you know, staffing wise.
What if you put a bounty on cats and you pay somebody like $5?
Stop.
No, I mean to bring in a feral cat. I don't mean bounty to kill them. No, not at all. But to trap them and bring them in. Say, we will pay you $5 to bring in a feral cat that y'all can fix. And then if you have a fund, I hate to say it, like I'm just giving out ideas. And if you had a fund that would just fix them.
Well,
and then you can release them back.
I'm trying to figure out a way to pay for fixing them to begin with.
Well, that's what
I
mean.
So adding a cost of $5 to bring them in, too. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to fund the fixing them to begin with. So I'm not saying it's a bad idea.
I'd give $100. That takes out 20 cats. It fixes 20 cats.
No, it doesn't. It gives me the bounty on 20 cats.
Yeah.
$40 a piece times 20 is a lot more than $100.
I've solved one part of the problem. can you skin a grizzly? Here's the grizzly. No, I know what you're talking about, but I think this is something that's really good. If you get this really feral cat thing going, I mean, then you're going to really reduce the population because it works. It's proven that it works.
Yeah, well, we're going to stabilize the population.
Yeah.
And then we'll start seeing reductions in the coming years. It's not going to happen overnight. It's definitely not going to happen overnight. But what it will do is it will stop the litters from happening right away. So. But we have to start somewhere. I mean, we're way behind the power curve in this. I mean, just way behind. We're decades behind right now. So we have to start somewhere, and it's time to start. And we're past
just
that.
Just across the street, people moved out that had a black cat, black and white cat in the neighborhood. Everybody knew the black and white cat. And the lady that lives across the street, after they moved out, hears this song. Mew, 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 mew. Goes in there, and they're in her garage. A mama cat had three kittens.
Yeah, and that happens all the time.
So she called, and, you know, she called some place that didn't have room for them. And they were just up to our eyebrows in cats. And she said, you know what, I can take care of this. And so she has found homes for them.
Awesome.
And I said, you need to get them fixed. And she says, yeah. So.
And we're working on programs to help with that,
too. It's hard just to dump them someplace, even though people do.
And that's the biggest problem. I mean, people have pets, and they're not responsible for them. And so if everybody was responsible for their pets, and, you know, if they spayed and neutered all their pets, that would be fantastic. In a perfect world, that's what would happen. But, you know, even if they don't, if they keep them inside so they can't go out and
well, this is a huge announcement. So
yeah,
by
absolutely.
2021, you all will become a
no-kill shelter.
No-kill shelter, understanding that this doesn't mean if you have a very sick animal or animal's been injured, you can't.
Right, and that's – and, you know, there's a lot of people that think that no-kill means that there's no animals that are euthanized at the shelter, and that's simply not true. Now, there are some shelters that never euthanize at their facility. That just means that they take it to a vet and have them euthanized if they're doing that. Or they are a limited mission shelter, and they only take in what they know they can adopt out, and they keep them for long periods of time. We're an open admission shelter. That won't change. We will take in stray dogs, and we will take in stray cats when we have space available for them. So that's not going to change. What is going to change is the way we do business a little bit, mainly with cats. Dogs, it's not really going to change much at all, if at all. We're going to work more with our rescue partners. We're trying to work out some more stuff with the rescue partners so that we can help get more animals into homes through them. And there's lots of other things we're working on.
Okay. All right. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Bark, Wine, and Brew was October 3rd, was a huge success. And then we're just at this really big announcement in the next 4 years, if not sooner.
If not sooner,
if not
correct.
Sooner.
Yeah.
That's your goal. Mm-hmm. But if you can do it sooner, then that's where it'll go to become a no-kill sanctuary. Or not a sanctuary, but a
no-kill shelter.
No-kill
open admission shelter, which is.
Right.
Which is very unusual. Which is the hardest of all the shelters to do.
Okay.
An open kill, or a no-kill kill right. for an open admission.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Local farmer Brian Daly promised to do things different when he went to Sacramento. To work hard and fix things that matter to working people. Keeping his promise to the voters, Brian worked to save our rural hospitals, get more doctors in our communities, and cut back regulations to put people back to work and stop mill closures. Results matter, and Brian Daly delivers. Vote to re-elect Brian Daly for Assembly.
Vote for my Daly for Assembly 2016.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement, enforcement and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the Committee in Support of Measure H.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors in their salute to the Veterans Celebration from October the 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th. There will be a 10% discount on all parts and labor with proofs of service. And additionally, on November 11th, $100 from every car purchased will be donated to a local veteran organization. Join me and veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and the War on Terror at Crown Motors, November the 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate the salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com, a salute to those who have served.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's 53 degrees, going up to 61 today. Rain today. Should clear up a little bit tomorrow. Then rain some more tomorrow night. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off of Athens Avenue, the best place in the world to get a haircut. Better-known business. It's exciting to go in there at any time. And you get veterans get discounts, as do seniors there. It's man's last stronghold. Man's last stronghold, which is why Bob and I go there. We walk in, we're armed up, get behind the... You can sit in the chair with the 50 caliber. I'm just kidding. It's a great place to get a haircut. DC Tim and the Man in Black, all there. What are you laughing about?
I just picture you in there holding your gun.
Sitting there, like, kind of like a little pony
with like a 40 of Old English 800 in your hand.
There you go. We're ready to go to the sword, and we're charging here. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It is a great place to get a haircut. All right, we're here with Mark Story, who is just made the CEO of Haven Humane. Just made the huge announcement. They're going to become a no kill open shelter. Yeah, by 2021, but if sooner, if they can. They're at the 91% adoption rate for their dogs, and they're trying to work that way up for their kittens, for the cats. Can you send cats out of state?
Oh, we do, yeah. We send cats and dogs out of state, yeah.
Okay. I mean, if and people have places for them. Yeah.
And it's a 91% live release rate. That doesn't mean adoption rate. So that includes return to owners. That includes rescues, everything.
No, that's fine. Because of 91%.
Boy, 91% adoption rate. I mean, nobody would ever get their animals back.
Yeah. We have ours chipped just in case. Just in case she gets loose and, you know, she pulls down some pit bull.
I want to talk about politics for a second.
I know.
Politics, not politics. Politics. P-A-W-L-I-T-I-C-S. So we are running a politics, not politics special right now. So if you are looking for an animal, now is the time to adopt, because all animal adoptions are $25 through Election Day, which is November 8th.
All right.
Yes.
So you too can adopt.
We're keeping a tally of cats over dogs to see who's going to win this election, cats or dogs.
Well, okay, so who's the dog?
I think dogs are in the lead right now, but I think cats are pretty close.
Yeah, but who's who?
Yep. No, this is just for our animals there.
Yeah, but who's
We're not comparing them to any of the.
You're not.
No.
I mean, I think.
No, that, no, we're
I
not.
Think, I think. Yeah. I mean,
no, Carl,
are
we're
you,
not.
Are you breaking
no,
them down their categories like male and female dogs?
No, no, Carl, we're not.
No. Okay, just wondering.
And
you're not going to say it, are you?
I'm not going to say it. Okay. And also, November 8th, voting day, is our second Tuesday fundraiser, which is going to be at Shameless O'Leary's this next month. So that's going to be...
Raise a pint for your candidate and support homeless animals at the same time. I tell you, on Election Day, there'll be a lot of more than just one pint being raised.
Yep.
I tell you what.
Perfect. You can go vote after... You can adopt an animal at our special. You can go vote. And you can go to Shameless O'Leary's and support the animals and have a
drown
great,
your sorrows.
Yeah. Hopefully celebrate.
Hey, Shameless O'Leary's got some good, great bar food, too.
They do.
And they got good people over there.
Yeah, their fish and chips is awesome.
Ooh. You know, their hamburger, I think they have a hamburger Monday or Tuesday or something that it's half price, too. So Shameless is a good place.
Yep, it's excellent. So yep. We want to thank them, too, for supporting us because a portion of the proceeds will go to help out on the homeless animals.
Okay, a clinic special.
Yeah, clinic special. Let me put my glasses on for this one here.
This is the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
Yep.
Recognized in November as Senior Pet Month. Something close to Bob's heart.
So throughout the month of November, Haven Humane Society's Spay-Neuter Clinic will offer senior wellness pet exams for only $25. That's to qualified clients. As animals age, they may need special attention in various health areas, including joint pain, lumps, dental care, and diet. So just like us, when we age, we get all those little quirky things. So do your pets. So if you qualify to be a client, come on in, and you can call them at 241-1658 to find out if you qualify and make an appointment. So that's the month of November.
They were wondering, again, some comments in our chat room, wondering if our prisons should be more like Haven Humane.
Our prisons?
Yeah, especially the neutering part. Okay. The November 6th is the start of National Animal Shelter Appreciation Week.
Yes, it is. So, animal shelters throughout the whole country, I think everybody is doing great work, and it's very thankless work. And I know that my staff, they do some very ugly things that they have to see and do sometimes. All to help the animals, and it's great that there's a week where they recognize that. And so if you come in, just please thank the staff, thank them for their hard work, because they're working for the animals that some human made a poor decision for at some point in their lives. And so our team has decided to dedicate their time to helping those animals out. So this is a great thing, and come like us on Facebook and see what we post on Facebook and help out. And always like us on Facebook. If you haven't liked us, please do, because every 200 likes, we sponsor an adoption. And I'm happy to say that we just actually adopted another one last week, because we just went over 9,000 likes. So we're growing, and every time we grow on our Facebook, that's more networking for our animals. They go home quicker, both for returning to owners and finding their lost ones, as well as adopting. And it helps us out immensely and helps out the animals. So please do that.
Okay. That's great. Okay. And then our next subject.
Volunteer orientation.
There you go.
So one of the big things with us announcing that we're going to Oakhill, and one of the things that we really need help with, is we need more volunteers. As I mentioned earlier, we're talking about building a cat nursery or a kitten nursery, which is going to require around-the-clock service. So we're going to need a lot of volunteers for that. Walking our dogs is always a priority, because it helps them not get in that prison mentality. It helps them, enriches their lives, and helps them stay sane while we look for their forever home. We had a pit bull named Cisco, which you met. I mentioned Cisco all the time. He actually came in here a couple times. Cisco was a Camp Love a Pet dog for both camps. Cisco was with us for 8.5 months, and he got adopted about a month and a half ago.
I saw that.
To an amazing young lady, and Cisco is having a great time. He was just the happiest dog in the world, and I give full credit to the staff and to the volunteers who spent so much time with him, and he was just the happiest dog. Yeah, he pulled a little bit on the leash, but he was happy as could be, and that was because of them. And so we need a lot more volunteers to be able to get to our goal of no kill. The volunteers are key to that, and really it's about enriching the lives of the animals. So our next volunteer orientation is actually this Friday, October 28th, and that's going to be at 5:15, and that's in Haven's classroom. And then following that will be Saturday, November 5th at 10 a.m. again in Haven's classroom. So I encourage you, if you've even been thinking about it, just come out. Listen to what Wendell has to say. He's our volunteer coordinator. It's about an hour out of your time. Maybe it's something that you definitely want to do. Maybe you're not sure, and this will convince you that you do. Or maybe it'll convince you that, hey, maybe I don't have the time to do it. But, even if it's an hour a week, we love to have people come out and help out. And there's other areas you can help with, not just socializing the cats or walking the dogs. There's other areas you can help with. We have people that help out at the clinic. We have people that help out with development with Diane and her department. We have people that help out with licensing and filing and making phone calls and stuff like that. So there's tons of stuff you can do to help out. And all of that goes to help out the animals and helps us get closer to a day with the North State with no more homeless pets. So we can't.
I know volunteers are so important to you.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a break here. I'm with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. It's a full-service jewelry store, which means not only can they design jewelry, and or not only do they have all this great jewelry to sell, they can design it, build it for you. They've got the only trained watch repairman in all of the area right there, Four Winds Jewelry. You can build a watch from scratch. Yeah. Four Winds Jewelry. Great prices, integrity, honesty, everything you want in a jewelry store. Give them a call at 222-2750 or stop by Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling and must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
It's a movie, a party, and an experience at the historic Cascade Theater. Combine your love of film with a party and join us for the best monster mash in Reading as we pull out all the stops for this Halloween extravaganza. Sunday, October 30th, the Cascade will feature live music with Pat Karch, dancing, themed drinks, a costume contest, and the best movie monster of all time, Boris Karloff, as Frankenstein's monster in the original 1931 classic.
It's alive. Oh, it's alive. It's alive.
The party starts at 6 p.m. Movie starts at 7:30. Tickets available in the box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
At the Paint Mart, we're your one-stop solution for all things paint. Are you thinking about painting the outside or inside of your home? Right now, with the purchase of 10 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint, you can get a sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. We also provide our masking machines free to make masking your windows quick and simple. Indoors or out, paint smart with the Paint Mart. Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Home of quality Benjamin Moore paints and all the right tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460.
I so want this girl to come to Reading.
Oh, yeah. Some things
I should Lizzie Sterling?
Yeah.
Yeah, she... I'd be in first in line for
oh,
tickets.
Absolutely. I'd be pushing you out of the way, dude.
That's cool.
She's amazing.
Who is she?
She's a violinist.
Is she? Oh, she's that violinist. Okay.
So well, she from Utah too? Who yeah, she well, sings too? Well, no, the sing on this one was Christina Perry.
But, oh, I was going to say that. That didn't sound like
Lindsay, she a dancer, too, of just amazing. If you watch some of her videos, you're going, how is she doing it? And playing the violin at the same time.
Oh, okay. She's well, maybe that's somebody that can come through here. That'd be somebody big if you're around this area. Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's about 13 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. What's it look like for weather the rest of the week there, Bob?
Well, we're going to see a little sunshine tomorrow, and then the rest of the week and end of the weekend, rain a couple of inches worth, as a matter of fact. Now, we just checked the levels out at Shasta Dam. They are, of course, there's a little bit of lag between when it rains and when anything happens to the lake. Right now, the releases are about the same, but the drop has been arrested, and we'll see if it starts coming up a little bit. Of course, there's a lot of season left, so they don't want to start filling the lake too quickly, but then again, you don't want it to... you don't want to let that water go. But, of course, politics and fish and water is a big deal in California. Yeah.
All right. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans, veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. It's the only business around here that teaches concealed carry classes and hunter safety classes full-time. The owner, Ted Leidy, this is what he does. He teaches in 27 counties and is getting accredited in 17 more. All of his instructors are NRA-trained professionals. And he teaches classes ranging from concealed carry to advanced pistol classes to carbine classes, carbine to pistol classes. It's a number of different things that offer more instruction than just your basic CCW. Give him a call at 530-999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. All right, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. I can tell that because he's wearing his Haven Humane Society shirt, and it's really a nice shirt, a maroon shirt, and your little Haven Humane logo on it.
Thank you. Do
you like that? Yeah, is that tattooed on your chest, too?
I'm not going
to. No, you're not going to go there.
I'm not going to reveal that. I have to keep some secrets.
Hey, before we get to Giving Tuesday, Misty Lee. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't understand Misty Lee. We play ads for the Misty Lee Fund.
Right.
And this is something that Chris Schwaga
– No, that's PALS.
Oh, she does PALS. Okay. Well, Misty Lee then is – well, PALS
so,
too. Is,
so, yeah. So let me talk about both. So we have a lot of ways if you donate. If you donate to the PALS Fund, which is something that Chris Schwaga started, PALS Fund goes to help senior animals get adopted. So it goes towards helping the adoption fee on senior animals. So it's a half adoption fee. So that's what the PALS Fund does, which is great. And it's helped tons of senior animals, which are a little bit harder to adopt, get homes. Misty Lee Fund goes towards medical. So if an animal comes in and needs some kind of medical care, then that's where the Misty Lee Fund goes to. So if you donate specifically to those funds, then those are restricted accounts that we use specifically for those items. Obviously, if you donate to the general fund, then we use that money wherever we need it immediately. But everything that we do goes towards helping the animals as well. We also have a lot of other programs you can donate to. We have Sponsor a Pet. So if you come in and maybe you're not in the position where you can adopt, but you want to come in and help, and you see a dog that you like. Like, we've got a great pit bull named Dre. I call him Dr. Dre, but his name's Dre. Big-headed pit bull, great guy. Maybe you see Dre and you're like, hey, I really want Dre to find a home. And maybe me giving a little bit of money will help out. So you may say, hey, I'd like to donate $50 towards Dre's adoption. And that'll just lower his adoption by $50. Now, right now, they're all $25, so that wouldn't apply. But normally they're $135, so that $50 would apply towards that. So there is sponsor and adoption, too. And a lot of people do come in and sponsor, and that does help get a lot of animals into forever homes, which we really appreciate. We also have a spay-neuter fund, so if you wanted to donate to the spay-neuter fund, we use that for spay-neuter programs. We use it for some of the feral cat programs. We use it for stuff like that and help out with that stuff as well. And then, of course, we also have kennel plaques that you can buy that sponsors the kennel. We have a few dog kennel plaques left. They're $250 each, so you can just put that up there, and it just shows that you support Haven and the animals of the North State. And we also have cat condo plaques. We have quite a few of those left, and those are $150. And if you wanted any more information on that, you can call 241-5262 and talk to development. They can help you out with that.
The reason I'm going on this here, I'm trying to see this one photo that was sent to me. I may have dumped it here already. But it was somebody that was going through the shelter, mm-hmm, sent me a photo of ours, of our our plaque.
Yeah.
You know,
yep, it's up there.
Yeah, we have our plaque. You know, this is kind of cool too. I mean, so you can go out there and your name's on there.
Yeah, it's great. You can do it for your business. You can do it for your family. You can do it for a past
pet. We did it for our business and for our dog. In the memory, or not in the memory, but for Snooky Bot, as opposed to.
Yeah, Tina.
His real name.
Tina and I did it, and we did it kind of in memory of a couple that we lost, and thanks to a couple that we have. So
this is a lot of ways you can, you know, if you can't take an animal home or you already have your animals, there's a lot of different ways you can help.
There's tons of ways. You know,
tons of ways you can help.
Haven is the biggest thing that I said during the announcement about us going no kill was that we can't do it alone, and we can't. And the reason that we committed to this now is because we've seen such an outpouring of support from this amazing community that we now feel confident that this community is ready for that, and this community knows that they have to be involved in it. So what we ask people to do is we ask them to volunteer. If they can't volunteer, we ask them to donate. If they can't donate, then we ask them to get on our social networking and help us network. I mean, you can do it from home and help out. You know, there's tons of ways that you can support Haven and the animals in the North State, and so we have tons of opportunities for that. And if you are interested in more of our programs, if you're interested in any of our animals, you can always call 241-1653. You can visit our website site at havenhumane.org and always on our Facebook at Haven Humane Society. So please do that. Please get involved.
Okay, November the 29th, Giving Tuesday.
Giving Tuesday, yes. This is a community thing.
This was a big thing last year for y'all.
It is. It's a big thing for the community because a bunch of nonprofits get together. And so they all get together and we do this thing. And it works really, really well. And it's the one time a year where we ask for a donation specifically on this day. And it's basically, I think it was designed because they said that everybody likes to donate after the Thanksgiving holiday, before Christmas, to get that last, you know, tax write-off, I guess, and donation. And so they put it together. And so the Community Foundation does this. And it's a fantastic program. And if you are looking to do a donation, that would be a big donation. That would be the day to do it, or small donation, any donation we will take. And that will be November 29th, and you'll be seeing a lot of that on our Facebook. You'll be hearing it on the radio. There'll be a lot of press from local nonprofits.
Yeah, and people are, you know, because this is the way that people. I think the one of the winners last year was the Healing Waters,
yes.
Or the you know, Shasta Trinity fly fishing. But the Healing Waters got great deal of money for this,
and the foundation actually matches some of the money as well. So there are some little competition. I don't know what the competition is going to be this year. We'll talk about that next month.
I think it's the first. It's the most on, you know,
I don't know what they're doing this year. But also, there's also a pool of money that gets distributed amongst all of the nonprofits. So your dollar, your donor dollar goes farther on Giving Tuesday than it would normally. So that's why we asked for you on that day.
Sounds great. Good. You have 5 minutes.
Okay, great. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, we want to talk about No,
we're not going to talk about that.
If we talk about politics, it'll be
politics.
Politics, not politics. Yeah. Which right now, I really think we should go back and revisit this idea of more traps. The more traps you have. No, I mean, really, you're saying this works. Okay, now here's what Mark's hypothesis is.
No, it's not mine.
This is what you are preaching, though. This is what you're advocating, not preaching. Advocating. Oh, preaching is okay, too. Is that when you have a feral cat in a neighborhood, you trap it, bring it in, neuter it, or spay it, whatever it is, take it back out, and take it right back to its area.
Correct.
And what this means is there's not going to be a new cat move into this area that could be given kittens and all this. This is the cat has established its territory and will keep its territory but cannot mate. So eventually, the number of feral cats goes down, and this is a proven.
Correct.
This is proven from a couple of different instances. My hypothesis is, if that works, then you should have more traps available for people to use, and actually pay $5 per cat that somebody brings in. Just, I mean, if you think about it, they bring in 10, they bring in 20 cats. That's 20 cats. It's cost $100. How much does it cost? Frankly, for these cats to be out there, I mean, it causes all types of different problems. For $100, you take 20 cats off the street, and then you have them neutered. Now, I understand that with that, but you have to have somebody, you know, that you have to have a fund for paying for the neutering.
Yeah. A big fund for paying for the neutering. So getting them off the streets,
you can't snatch them out of people's
and
houses.
Getting them off the streets and getting them in is certainly an issue, but getting them altered and finding out how we're going to fund that is a bigger issue right now than getting them off the streets and getting them in. But that is a concern too, and that is something that we're working on as well. So you know, it's going to have to be community-wide, and that's the biggest thing. So that's what we're working on now. And we are working. There's a lot of people in the community that do trap the cats and alter them and stuff. So we've been working with them as well, and they've been fantastic. So we're going to get there. It's just going to take a little bit of time to do so. But I did want to mention one thing, too. It's getting colder, and we got a lot of rain. So please make sure that your pets have some kind of shelter if they're outside. Because it is getting cold. We're used to the heat, and we're used to the animals just being able to stay outside, and they're totally fine, but it's starting to get cold and wet, and just like us, you know, they don't need to be out in the cold and the wet, so they need some kind of shelter, you know, whether it's a doghouse or whether it's the porch, you know, have somewhere where they can get out of the wind and the cold, if they can get up a little bit so they can get out of the wet, that's great,
too. How about my recliner? That's where
that's where my animals are. Yeah, that's where my dogs are, too.
Yeah.
That's certainly preferable, but some people don't have their animals in the house.
It's fine, but as long as they've got food and shelter. Yeah, and my horses, when I'd have really bad weather, I'd just make sure they had lots of feed, and because as long as they can generate heat and eat like that, they're usually okay.
I keep getting texts, and my wife just texted me, and she said, make sure you check your cars to make sure there's no cats crawling under your car to try and get heat when it's cold, which is good.
Okay.
So a little tap on the car, because we do get calls every year for animal control that there's a cat trapped in a car. So we definitely want to check that. So just check the car real quick. If you get a cat that you know normally is around there and you see footprints on the top of your car, probably a good idea just to tap it real quick, make sure it's not there.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Mark Story, Haven Humane. CEO of Haven Humane. Tomorrow, we've got Joe McKenna coming in from Cloudwise Academy. He's getting ready to start a new show here on KCNR 1460, and it's going to be a great show, and we're going to talk about that tomorrow, plus all the things that are happening in our community and the world of high tech. Among other things, we're going to be talking about, of course, in politics and why the media is giving Hillary a free ride here. We'll be back tomorrow. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Shines on Florida today. Both the major presidential candidates are stumping in the state. Republican Donald Trump introducing employees at one of his properties in the Miami area.
It's an honor to work there. I'm a Latino, and I support this man because he deserves it. I empower Trump.
And I didn't tell you to say that, right?
Absolutely not.
Democrat Hillary Clinton is in Florida as well today. She's launching a two-day swing through the state, starting off in Coconut Creek, South Florida. Trump taking another swipe at the president's health care law, following word of a projected 25% hike in premiums just around the corner.
Obamacare is just blowing up, and even the White House, our president, announced 25 or 26%. That number is so wrong. That is such a phony number. You're talking about 60, 70, 80% in increase.